Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us once again on the Retro Radio Memories podcast. The projectionist stepped out of the control booth down here in the Retroist Vault and hasn't returned just yet. So, I might be your sole host again for today. Since yesterday marked what would have been the legendary Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, I intended on sharing another old-time radio episode of To Be Perfectly Frank. But the projectionist this morning suggested instead we offer an episode of The Jenny Sims Show, which, if you'll remember from last week's podcast, Jenny Sims was featured on the radio adaptation of Hope and Crosby's Road to Morocco. Jenny Sims got her start with some of the big bands of the time, and even became an MGM contract player, starring in 11 films from 1939 until 1951. Appearing in such films as 1940's You'll Find Out, 1942's Hit the Ice, where she appeared with Abbott and Costello, 1944's Broadway Rhythm, and 1946's Night and Day. As early as 1932, Jenny had her own radio show, and when you listen to our episode today that guest stars Frank Sinatra, it's easy to see why. She possessed an easy manner and, of course, a beautiful voice, which mixed well with the comedy-slash-musical variety format. So, please join us as we take in the Jenny Sims Show with guest star Frank Sinatra on Retro Radio Memories.
As the little baby New Year prepared to start out in life, he received this advice from wise old Father Time.
Looky here, son. If it's Borden's, it's got to be good.
The Borden Company presents the Jenny Sims Show with Frank Duvall and his orchestra, the Borden Chorus, myself, Don Wilson, ex-serviceman Lynn Johnson, and Jenny's guest tonight, Frank Sinatra. Now, here's the star of our show, lovely Jenny Sims.
Something's cooking, the praise and ovation. Not that I'm in a state of elation. Call the press in, I've got a quotation. Tell the nation my guys come back. No more blues for me. No, no more. No more. Just good news for me. Just good news in store.
Back, I paid a visit to Frank Sinatra on his show, and tonight Frank is returning the call here on our show. Meet the folks, Frank.
Hi. Thank you, Jenny.
Well, Frank, since I saw you last, how's everything been with you, okay?
Oh, it's a little rugged, Jenny.
Rugged? In what way?
You know, competition. What with Lawrence Tibbett and Dick Todd crowding me, why... A guy can't make an honest buck anymore, you know.
I see. Oh, you're kidding, Frank. Anyone who sings like you will never have to worry.
I love this girl.
Oh, seriously, Frank, you're one singer who gets so much out of the lyrics, while you make every word sound so sincere as if you really meant it.
Well, Jenny, I try, but, you know, just about when I got the style down pat, Some character hits me with a song like Chicory Chick, Chala Chala, yada da da, and the Mercy Dotes, that is Chicory Chick.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Frank, I'm glad that you could make it tonight.
Well, I may be a scratch on the par this evening, Jen. You see, I'm still getting over a very large Christmas dinner.
I see. Plenty of turkey and cranberry sauce, huh?
Why, sure. And my ever-loving sponsor, Mr. Old Gold, sent over some dessert.
Plum pudding soaked in brandy?
Uh-uh. 10 pounds of Latakia soaked in apple honey.
Well, just make yourself at home over there, Frank, and we'll come back to you later for a second helping. Another highlight of our Borden show tonight is our serviceman guest. As you know, each week we select a talented ex-GI whose career in the entertainment field was interrupted by the war. And so far, we've been able to get jobs for 13 of these deserving men and women. We've placed them in famous night spots from the Trocadero here in Hollywood to the Mount Royal Hotel in Montreal. And this week, our auditions were won by Corporal Lynn Johnson, formerly of the United States Army. Come on out, Lynn, and get acquainted. Welcome to our show, Lynn. It's awfully good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ginny.
Well, it must be good to be back in the States after 19 months in the Aleutian Islands.
That's putting it mildly, Ginny. When I got back, I really knew it.
I bet. Must have been pretty monotonous up there, Lynn.
Yes, indeed, Jenny. Just for something to do, I even wrote a couple of songs.
Yes, I understand that one that you call New Dawn won the Raymond Page Song of This War contest. Is that right?
Yes, and to a GI, that prize money looked awfully good.
Well, what else did you do up there, Lynn?
Well, any time I could get three or four guys together, I'd make them listen to my imitations.
Imitations? Oh.
Yes, indeedy. One cold night, James Cagney stuck his head into our Quonset hut and said,
"You know, fellas, I was really heading towards a brilliant pugilistic career until something stopped it. My first fight. I'll never forget it. The bell rang, then my opponent hit me with a right cross, then a terrific left cross, and then I was ready for the red cross."
Well, Lynn, I bet the fellas really enjoyed it.
Well, Jenny, my favorite was Mr. Phil Allen. He'd say, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was just on my way to the auto show. I'd like to see this year what probably will be hitting me next year. In fact, I've already seen some of the new cars and must really be short of material. Instead of a motor under the hood, it has a gopher on a treadmill."
Well, Len, you're quite a versatile GI, I'd say. A songwriter, a fine imitator, and a very talented singer, too.
Well, Jenny, singing is really what I like to do best.
Well, suppose you show the folks what you mean by it right now, will you?
I'll be glad to, Jenny.
What are you going to sing for? A symphony, is that right?
That's correct.
Do it.
Symphony. Symphony of love. Music from above. How does it start? In, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. When you speak, the music begins to rise. When you sigh, it sighs. And it slowly dies. Symphony, sing to me. When we kiss, and it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony. My symphony.
That was really well done, Lynn. Ladies and gentlemen, Lynn Johnson is well on his way toward resuming his career as an entertainer. My good friend Tom Brenneman has offered Lynn a job in his famous restaurant, Tom Brenneman's Hollywood. Isn't that fun?
Well, Ginny, this is really a swell way to start the new year.
Well, you open up there tonight, and I know that you'll be a big success, Lynn. And now is your radio salary for being with us tonight. Here's $100 in cash.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ginny, and good night.
Good luck to you, Lynn.
Pardon me, miss. I'm looking for Don Wilson.
Oh, Don, there's a man here to see you.
Well, what can I do for you, my man?
I represent a nationally known radio magazine.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Cocker Spaniel's Home Companion.
Well, now, why in the world would anyone call a radio magazine the Cocker Spaniel's Home Companion?
Don't look at me. All I know is our editor has a wet nose. But I'm writing an article on Don Wilson, and I want to know all about your life.
Well, really, there's not much at all to tell. You see, my life didn't begin until I heard about Borden's Verisharp cocktail spread.
Here it comes.
Verisharp is really a mouth-watering cheese treat. It's made of tangy American cheddar, aged to perfect sharpness, then mixed with lots of good, rich cream for extra smoothness.
Now, I've never seen this magazine of yours. What does it look like?
Well, it's a dehydrated digest model.
Oh.
It contains 90,000 words a week. And yet it's so small, you can carry it in a watch pocket.
Well, that is small, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's one drawback. You've got to read it through a microscope.
I don't think I want to be in a magazine like that.
Oh, don't be silly, Mr. Wilson. We'll treat you right. Give you 5 pages. That's a pretty good spread.
Well, maybe so, but it's not half as good a spread as Borden's Verisharp. This fine spread is delicious on canapes, toast, or bread. And it has a sharp flavor that's really swell with dinner. Melted on muffins or hot mince or apple pie. It's a wonderful treat for the whole family.
Well, that's all very well, but you still haven't told me anything about yourself. Give me some details of your life. You know, a summary.
What's that?
Summary.
Yes, sir. Whether it's spring, winter, fall, or summary, folks just go crazy about that delicious Borden's Verisharp cocktail spread. So get some today. You'll want to save those handy sweetie-style glasses it comes in. They're swell.
You're not giving me much of an interview.
Oh?
Well, I guess this is one of my bad days. I just came from interviewing Betty Grable, and I had bad luck there, too.
And so what happened?
I don't know. I just asked her a couple of questions when some guy hit me over the head with a trumpet.
Well, folks, I said he'd be back, and here he is. It's Frank Sinatra to sing Nancy.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and she makes it summer. But summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. It's heaven when I embrace little Nancy with a laughing face.
Frank. Frank, you know, while you were singing that number, I had an idea.
Well, make me know it, Ginny.
Well, I was wondering what might have happened if your career had started in a different way.
You call this a career?
I certainly do. You know, I was thinking, suppose you've been born in another family.
Another family? Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, like...
Well, say like some family in Boston instead of New Jersey. Why, see, we have some Boston people here. Why, you might never have gotten into this show business at all.
Oh, a horrible thought. Then I'd never have met dear, sweet, lovable, generous Tommy Dorsey. Come to think of it, though, Ginny, maybe I would have done all right in Boston after all. What is Boston? Just Hasbrook Heights with beans.
Well, I can just see you now as Franklin Breckenridge, the son and heir of a very exclusive Back Bay Boston family.
You can?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I feel a very shabby piece of miscasting coming up.
Your seat in the library of your swanky home on Beacon Hill as your father enters.
Oh, there you are, Franklin.
It is indeed I, Pater.
I want to speak to you about that girl you've been winking at lately.
But, Pater, you told me that's what parlor maids were for.
No, not her. That Charmaine person.
And what, may I ask, is wrong with Charmaine McArgoyle?
She's not exactly the sort of girl to become a Breckenridge. Remember, Franklin, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Yes, and it says this spoon was stolen from the Waldorf Astoria.
Franklin, don't you realize what Charmaine is after?
Well, she's given me several indications.
Exactly. She wants the name of Breckenridge and the family fortune.
I do not care. Charmaine is good and sweet and kind. Besides that, she has a very good job as an engine wiper in Cambridge.
But, son, this girl is not for you.
Nevertheless, I have an engagement with her tonight, and I intend to broach the subject of matrimony.
But, son...
Ta-ta, Papa. Ah, there you are, Charmaine. I greet you with all the respect due your celestial beauty.
Hiya, Satch. Drop the double talk and kiss me, bub.
Charmaine, my sweet, I have told you many times before, I am a Breckenridge. Kissing is for the common people.
Oh, come on, Frankie. Kiss me. Come on.
Very well. Just this once. So, there.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Okay, now give me back my spoon. We'll wait.
All right. I'm worried about you, Frankie, cooped up in that big mansion of yours like that.
Oh, no. Why, only yesterday I went out. I went shopping with Jenkins, the butler.
How did you make out?
Not so well. You see, going up the escalator, Jenkins dropped me twice.
Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I... got a little bruised between the credit desk and the toy department.
I've never met a fellow like you before. But in spite of your peculiar ways, I keep getting sentimental over you.
Please, Jenny, don't ever use those words.
Come in.
Hi, Charmaine. What's cooking?
Hello, Snake Eyes. I'd like you to meet Frank Breckenridge.
Hi, you Frank. Slip me some skin. I'm loaded with tin and laying on me, Herman. I'm a squirming vermin.
A Yale man.
No, Frank, he wants us to go over to his place and dig some jive.
Yeah, man, I just got some brand new Frank Sinatra records.
Oh, really? Who is he?
Oh, you must know Sinatra. Haven't you ever heard him on the radio?
Well, I don't exactly know. Is he anything like H.V. Kaltenbaum?
Oh, no. He's a hep kid who sings right on the beam like this.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
They hear from my lawyer in the morning.
It's been a long, long time.
Does this Sinatra person really sing like that on the radio?
Of course he does.
What does he do for a living?
That's his living. Well, everybody says he's almost as good as Perry Como.
Yikes!
I don't believe I'm among friends here tonight.
Now, Franklin, I'm sorry. I'm afraid since I've met Snake Eyes, it's all over between us.
Yeah, man.
Oh, but why, pray tell?
Well, because Snake Eyes is so smooth, hip, and groovy. Besides, he's got a good job as an engine wiper in Schenectady. Silly.
Mm-hmm. I bet he's got a loose caboose, too.
Just the same, Frank Breckenridge, you and I are through. You're an icky. No girl would ever find anything new to get excited about.
I've got $30 million that says you're wrong.
I don't care. You and I are finished.
But Charmaine, if only you listened.
So, here you are, Franklin.
It's Father. It's Papa. It's Pater. It's me old man, hey. Please calm yourself, Pater. Charmaine has already denied my suit and turned me from her door.
You mean you're broken off?
I know. I've just never been any taller than this.
Oh. What a character.
Yeah, right? Man.
Father, why is it that ever since I left prep school, girls have shunned me? What makes me such a misfit, an icky, and a square?
Well, I hadn't meant to tell you this, Franklin, but actually, you're not my real son.
Not your son?
Not your son?
No. Franklin, years ago, when Mrs. Breckenridge and I were in Newport, Rhode Island, we adopted you.
Newport, Rhode... You don't mean...
Yes, son. Your name is actually Reginald Cuthbert Van Johnson.
Oh, no! No!
Nobody works on Easy Street. Just sit around all day. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune is made. And any time that you desire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away. Soon your fortune will be made, all your good deeds be repaid. You can sit right in your chair, just like a millionaire on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today. So please go away. I'm living on Easy Street.
What's the moo moo moo's about Elsie with her big brown beautiful eyes?
The latest news about Elsie, it's a word that's witty and wise.
Says the Borden bovine beauty,
Elmer threw me a bouquet when he said, my dear, you're the belle of the year.
So ring in the new year now,
hooray for Elsie the Borden cow.
Hello,
Yes, if it's Borden, it's gotta be G-G-G-O-O-D, good.
Many a boy and girl have found how to express what is in their hearts through tender lyrics of a love song. Here are two that have long held a world of meaning for those in love. The way you wear your head, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away. Me, the way it is, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again. Bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and then my heart stood still. No, not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew. Unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment.
Everyone, next week our Borden show will be coming to you from New York, where we'll all say hello to our friends there, and we'll have another talented serviceman. Our guest will be Eddie Cantor. Until then, this is Jenny Sims saying thank you and good night, wherever you are. May your dreams pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true.
Saturday afternoon over this same network, Borden's brings you another show for your entertainment, County Fair. Be sure to listen. This is Don Wilson reminding you that the Borden Company presents the Jenny Sims Show each week at this same time. And don't forget what old Father Time said to the little spirit of the new year.
Hitch up your pants, son, and get this straight. If it's Borden's, it's got to be good.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
I've always loved how Frank Sinatra seemed ready to join in the fun, like we heard in the skit of being from a Boston family. The song that Frank sang about midway through the show, entitled Nancy, has an interesting backstory. It's a 1942 song composed by Jimmy Van Heusen with lyrics by Phil Silvers. Its full title is Nancy with a Laughing Face, and when the duo sang it at Nancy Sinatra's birthday party, it's been said that Frank thought they wrote it specifically for his little girl. Whether it's true or not, it's been claimed he broke down and cried as they sang it to his daughter. When Sinatra recorded it himself in 1944, Jimmy gave his royalties to Nancy Sinatra to show his respect for his friend. Pretty awesome, right? One last thing before we end the show. How about that delightful Borden jingle? I won't lie, I might put that in my song playlist. I think that about brings us to the end of the show. We hope you will remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The Retro Radio Memories podcast is available on iTunes, so we would greatly appreciate it if you could hop over and give it a review if you like the show. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at VicSage@Retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at Peachy@Retroist.com. A big thanks to the Retroist is in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to The Retroist at www.retroist.com. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories podcast is off the air. This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye, and we hope to see you next time.